With Montana News, I'm Sean Robb. The federal government has dismissed the permit for the controversial Tongue River Railroad. That's the $400 million project that would have hauled coal from a proposed southeastern Montana mine that never got off the ground. Opponents like the local rancher and irrigator Mark Fix celebrated today's ruling by the Surface Transportation Board. The railroad would have crossed about 3 miles of his property southwest of Miles City.
We've been fighting this ever since we bought the ranch in 1991. They had the power of eminent domain. They could come and essentially take the land, even if we didn't want them to come on.
Tongue River Railroad backers suspended their application last fall. The 42-mile line would have served the Otter Creek Mine, which was eventually scrapped by the now bankrupt Arch Coal Company. The Surface Transportation Board didn't hand the rail opponents a complete victory. It rejected their bid to permanently block the company from reapplying for a permit. A Bozeman man has pleaded guilty to breaking into his former girlfriend's house in violation of a restraining order and shooting her to death as she tried to hide in her closet. Prosecutors say they plan to recommend a 160-year prison sentence for Anthony Fagiano when he is sentenced on June 23rd. A prosecutor says a woman on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation will be charged with murder in the beating death of a 13-month-old girl. The Fort Peck tribe's chief prosecutor says 42-year-old Janelle Red Dog could face additional charges at a later date. Red Dog's attorney says her client will plead not guilty during a court appearance today. The Montana Supreme Court is in Bozeman tomorrow, hearing oral arguments in a case between an investigative journalist and the state of Montana. Corn Cates Carney reports.
John Krakauer, author of Missoula, Rape and the Justice System in a College Town, is pressing the State Commissioner of Higher Education to release disciplinary records related to a former University of Montana student and athlete, Jordan Johnson. Johnson was found not guilty in a case of sexual intercourse without consent in 2013 in Missoula County District Court. In his book, Krakauer says the University of Montana found Johnson guilty of rape and ordered his expulsion, and that the Commissioner of Higher Education later vacated that decision. Krakauer is seeking the records regarding that decision. The University of Montana says federal law doesn't allow those student records to be released. UM Law Professor Anthony Johnstone says a large part of this case will come down to the state Supreme Court's reading of that federal law, the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, and if it can be applied in this instance.
The main question is the balancing under our state constitution of the right of privacy and the right to know. But there is a secondary question of whether that federal law, FERPA, applies, and if it applies, whether it trumps our state constitutional rights to obtain public disclosure of official acts.
An introduction to the case will start before oral arguments at 9:30 tomorrow morning at Montana State University in Bozeman. Last week, Bo Donaldson, a former University of Montana football player convicted of sexual intercourse without consent in 2013, became eligible for parole upon the successful completion of a pre-release program. Krakauer wrote about Donaldson in his most recent book. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
And I'm Sean Robb. Thanks for listening.